What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. And it is May 2nd, Monday. Let me adjust some levels here on the webcam feed. There we are. We're just getting all of our technical ducks in a row, as it were. And it's always a lot more difficult when they're actually on fire. Obviously, the big news today, two things I want to start off with. First of all, if you've been trying to get to the whatreallyhappened.com website, we have been under an intense distributed denial of service attack. Our hosting company says it's the worst they've ever seen. And it began just last night, just minutes before President Obama went on the TV to announce that we had gotten Osama bin Laden, and they had his body, but we're going to get rid of it real quick. But we have a DNA test, even though DNA tests actually take 48 hours, to prove it was really him. And then they had this photo of the dead body all over the media, and now the body's disposed of at sea, and the place where they killed him is burned to the ground. And for those of you who are familiar with long-term government deception, this is kind of a pattern. After the attack at Waco, bulldoze off the place and bury all the debris someplace where it can't be found. Same thing with Oklahoma City. Same thing with the murder of Vincent Foster. And the same thing here. It is already all over the world's media, everywhere except the United States of America, that the photograph presented to the world as proof that Osama bin Laden was dead is a fake. And not only is it a fake, it's apparently been floating around the internet for like a couple of years. And so this is another obvious, very heavy-handed government deception, and the people who are trying to put one over on you are basically, there are hacker attacks not only against my website, but anybody else who might be critical of Israel's apparent impending attack on Iran. They're getting slammed today. Uruknet is being pounded on. The people over at our hosting company are basically doing battle with the evil ones even as we speak here. And it's kind of a reminder that just before 9/11, the FBI went around the United States of America shutting down all Muslim websites without explanation. 3 days before 9/11, the FBI shut down all these websites so that when 9/11 happened, anybody who might stand up and question the official story of, ooh, those mean old Arabs did it, had been silenced. So that may be something that is starting to happen now with all of this DDoS stuff going on. And I'll get into that in just a little tiny bit here. Manny's in the control room twiddling the dials. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Obviously, we're going to be talking a lot about the phony Osama stuff, but we are going to talk about Fukushima. More bad news there. The economy is continuing to deteriorate, and there is every sign that behind all of this nattering and gromishing about Osama bin Laden and blah, blah, that there are plans to really finally crank up the war on Iran and get us well and truly into World War III, just because the U.S. and Israel can't think of anything else to do to save themselves and preserve the money junkies and power and all the rest of that. So it's just kind of an ugly situation. We're almost at the end of a break here, and I basically want to summarize where we're going to go with this thing. Obama's announcement of bin Laden's death and these obvious staged rallies in New York and Washington, D.C. at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's pure propaganda. It's basically to support this push for the new World War III, because the corporate media today is saying, oh, Al-Qaeda will have revenge, and there's your selling point for the big bada boom. You know, when they knock down some more buildings or blow up the Golden Gate Bridge or something like that. Obviously, distraction from the crashing economy, and obviously an attempt by Obama to look like he's a really good guy as the 2012 election campaign starts to crank up. In any event, Obama is full of crud on this for claiming that he got bin Laden for reasons that we're going to get into. First of all, because the real bin Laden has been dead for 10 years, almost. And second of all, because according to the Chinese media, the Pakistanis got this guy, whoever it is. And the U.S. simply flew in with a helicopter and grabbed him and took him away. We're going to take a break for some commercials, and we will be right back.
Yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best.
When all this twist of steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the claim from President Barack Obama that the U.S. got Osama bin Laden. And the speech that came on last night, coincidentally, when my website was and several others were taken down with distributed denial of service attacks, which are still ongoing, the official story from the United States government, and remember, real Americans will drink the Kool-Aid. The official story is that President Obama tasked the Central Intelligence Agency to find Osama bin Laden and to get him. And that yesterday they went into his compound. Remember, when you hear the word compound, whoever is living in it must be presumed to be the most evil person on earth. You know, Waco was a church full of women and children, but the media calls it a compound, and immediately everybody says, oh, well, then they deserved what they got. So the official story is that the CIA and the U.S. went into this compound, burned it to the ground, killed Osama bin Laden, grabbed his body, did a DNA test, buried the body of Osama bin Laden at sea so it would not become an icon for the terrorist movement, and then circulated a photo of his face saying, yep, that's really him. That's the official story. Now, what we're getting from the Chinese media and other sources is that Pakistan's Urdu TV channel Geo News quoted Pakistan intelligence officials as saying that this guy was killed in a search operation by Pakistanis after a Pakistani army helicopter was shot down. in an area called Abbottabad, a mountainous town located about 60 kilometers north of Islamabad. The only identification that the dead body was Osama bin Laden came from some Arab women and children in the area who said they thought it might be him. Okay? Then the U.S. government got word that they got somebody, that Pakistan got somebody they thought was bin Laden, sent in a helicopter, grabbed the body, and skedaddled. And the next thing you know, we have this press conference with President Obama saying, yes, we got him. We've got these staged riots at 1 o'clock in the morning in front of the White House and at Ground Zero in New York. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to New York City. I lived there briefly. I lived in the village. Or if you've ever been to Washington, D.C. At nighttime when the tourists go away, these are very unsafe places. You don't just find crowds of people wandering around at 1 o'clock in the morning with American flags. So this was all staged and put together. It's another public relations campaign, like the incubator babies, or Gaddafi giving Viagra to his troops and things like that. It's another hoax. And here is the problem. Late last night, it became obvious as the actual photo that purported to be of bin Laden's dead body started circulating around, it's a fake. Anybody who works in Photoshop looked at that and you could see the obvious signs of Photoshop manipulation. The soft, blurry lines, the fact that the mouth and beard were noticeably softer than the upper part of the face. And after a little bit of digging to show you the power of the internet, the source images from which the fake were made have been located and posted to websites. For those of you not able to reach my website but watching on Justin TV, this is how it was done. This is a photo of the real Osama bin Laden from about 15 years ago, you know, before the dialysis and the kidney machines and everything. This is this dead Pakistani, and this is how it was all glued together for the photo that is all over. Well, they're pulling it off the media now that they've been exposed about this, but this was the photo that they were waving around to prove that Osama bin Laden was dead. Now, here's the real kicker. This photo has been around on the net since 2009. This was an earlier attempt to claim that Osama bin Laden was dead. And so, basically, we've got another absolute lie propaganda, whether it's to bolster President Obama's chances in 2012. Fat chance. This is cratering. Talking about hoisting on your own petard. You want to fly the flags at half-mast? Fly them for the credibility of the White House right now. Now, for those of us who do not rely on the Ministry of Propaganda, otherwise known as the television networks for our news, we all know the real bin Laden died of natural causes in 2001. We've posted his birth certificate on our website. Even Fox News reported that he was dead back in 2001. And then the White House calls Fox News and say, don't say that. We need him. We don't care if he's dead. We're going to prop him up and use him as the evil villain. And all we have to do is prop his dead body up, you know, in any country that we want to invade, and we've got an excuse. Remember the movie Weekend at Bernie's, or Weekend with Bernie? This is Weekend with Binny. Weekend with bin Laden. They take the dead body and they plop it here. Oh, we've got to invade, and they put the dead body over there. Oh, we got to prop it up there. And they've been using this guy as an excuse for everything, right down to the guys with the rubber gloves, you know, fondling your kids and dropping your laptops at the airport. It's all based on bin Laden. Okay, well, now the government is claiming he's dead. We think he died in 2001. That's what our evidence indicates. We got his funeral notice and everything. Now President Obama is saying, yeah, he died yesterday. Okay, we don't really need to argue over when he died. Because if the White House is saying that Osama bin Laden is dead, then the reason for all the wars and all the security is gone. Gone, gone, gone. The bad guy is dead. Saddam is dead. There's no more excuse for us to stay in Iraq or Pakistan, or Afghanistan. There's no more reason for us to be fighting Israel's wars against the people that Israel doesn't like. It is time to end these wars and bring our kids home right now. You can't have it both ways. You can't be building a foundation for your 2012 election on Osama bin Laden's thought-out body and still go on saying that we've got to go out there and fight the war on terror. The war on terror is over, if it ever existed at all. Period. End of discussion. So, this is darned if you do and darned if you don't. We all know President Obama is caught in another one of his endless lies. And on that basis, we should end all these wars. But if you are one of those people who patriotically drinks the Kool-Aid and you actually believe that, yes, the United States killed Osama bin Laden yesterday, then you have to come to the same conclusion. It's time to call off the wars. There's no reason for us to be there in these countries. Saddam did not have nuclear weapons. He was never a threat to us. He wasn't even helping Al-Qaeda. And I mean the real Al-Qaeda, if there are any, and not all these Jewish fakes running around with towels on their head they stole from Holiday Inn saying, I'm Al-Qaeda, I'm Al-Qaeda. Adam Gadon's real name is Adam Perlman. Yusuf Al-Khattab's real name is Joseph Cohen. Wake up and smell the bagels as to what's been going on. Now, obviously, the people who want war are absolutely intent that they're going to use this to ramp the war up. And how they're going to do that is very simple. They're already out there on the media. It's all over the media today that we can expect Al-Qaeda to exact a revenge. And they're already talking about nuclear revenge by Al-Qaeda on America for daring to murder their sainted bin Laden. This is the sales pitch. The government of the United States of America and the government of Israel are desperate enough to try another 9/11. And they know that hardly anybody anymore buys the original 9/11, but they're desperate. They're desperate to get their global war going. And they're going to try it. And this is part of the sales pitch. And I say this because we recognized this before. Back in 2001, in August, the media was going nuts about Osama bin Laden, what a terrible person he was. And it called attention to itself. I was still writing over at Free Republic at the time. And I wrote these articles saying there is something going on. This Osama bin Laden character hasn't actually done anything justifying such saturation news. We're being pre-sold that this guy is some kind of supervillain that we must assume is behind all the really bad stuff. I was calling him Osama bin Goldstein, after Emmanuel Goldstein from George Orwell's 1984. Where the government manufactures a phony enemy for everybody to hate and spit two-minute hate and fear. And that's the same thing all over again. This right now, this whole thing about bin Laden is finally dead and Al-Qaeda is going to commit revenge is to tell you who to blame when the big bada boom happens. It's a pre-sale. It's a propaganda run-up to convince you that when something goes bang and there's a huge flash in the sky, that you gotta blame those gosh darn Arab Muslims all over again. That's what this is all about. People around the world, they're not following, as a deception goes, as propaganda goes. You know, this is failing already. The Guardian in Great Britain is running the story about the phony photograph. The newspapers in Pakistani are already saying the photo's a fake. It can't be real. We can't confirm it. We don't know that this guy is Osama bin Laden. We don't think it is because of the fake. Donald Trump is demanding that Barack Obama produce a death certificate proving that bin Laden really did die in Pakistan. Nobody's buying this thing, but it's all about the propaganda, and they're trying to set a stage where they can set off a really big bomb someplace and say, oh, see, that's Al-Qaeda, and they must have gotten the bomb from Iran. Let's go invade them. And that's what's going on. And we know that this is what's going on because we are getting reports from inside Iraq that Israeli warplanes are positioned in Iraq to attack Iran. They've been going through all these war games that simulate attacking Iran at night. The Iranian press is already saying, you know, Israel's getting ready to attack Iran from inside Iraq. The war is on. Israel has demanded it. The U.S. government has no choice but to obey. Their only task is how to sell it to a war-weary American public. And you're looking at the sales brochure. This phonied-up photograph of a dead Osama bin Laden, this is the sales brochure for World War III right there. Please don't fall for it, because a lot of people are going to die, and we, the United States of America, are going to lose the next world war. And the bankers don't care, because both sides go into debt. But I personally do not want to be living in the country that loses the next world war. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with some phone calls.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we are still undergoing a massive denial of service attack at whatreallyhappened.com, which probably means not too many people are watching us on Justin TV. That's okay. The important thing is this story about the phony photo is getting out. It's already gone viral around the world. And, you know, except for those people who slavishly watch TV and won't touch a computer because they're convinced child molesters will reach through and grope them through the keyboard, understand that the government is lying. And that this is part of a hoax, which is in all probability the start of the next major escalation of this war that Israel and the U.S. so desperately want, mostly Israel. In fact, Haaretz is now basically reporting on the Iranian TV report that Israeli warplanes are massed at U.S. air bases in Iraq for a strike on Iran. And the official word from the United States government and the government of Israel is, who, us? Would we ever do such a thing like that? What are you, some kind of a commie fag junkie anti-Semite? So, that's where that's going on. Meanwhile, the rest of the world is taking a very light view of this claim that Osama bin Laden is dead. In fact, I'm looking at a blog in Germany with the blaring headline, Osama bin Laden is dead! And they're illustrating it with a picture of the Iceman mummy that's 5,000 years old. So they're taking this all with a very, very very, very tongue-in-cheek phenomenon. All right, we're going to go to the phones. We've got Greg in. I forget where Greg is calling from because it's scrolled up. Montreal, Greg, aloha. What's up with you today?
Hello, Mr. Rivero. It's an honor to be speaking with you. I'm a first-time caller.
We'll be gentle.
Okay, thank you. I was thinking about this whole Bin Laden thing, and hypothetically speaking, if he would have been alive in 2001, and if he would have lived on for these 10 years, then that means that they kind of like killed him twice. And why do they have to kill him? You know, like if yesterday they had killed him, why do they have to kill him? Because then, to me, this looks like a Lee Harvey Oswald kind of propaganda spin, because he could not be allowed to testify.
Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, the fact that they had to fake the photo, or they used a fake photo, is telling us they didn't get the real Bin Laden. The fact that they lied about getting a DNA test in 5 hours when it takes a minimum of 48 is another lie. And certainly the photo that they were showing, I mean, it's wrong on so many areas. That's the reason where I think everybody busted this as a fake, because the best rule to follow is, okay, if this is genuine, what should be there and isn't? And first of all, the last photos that we have of the real Bin Laden, it was not a mostly black beard. That photo they used as the source for this fake is from like 15, almost 20 years ago, when he was still young and healthy. And in 2001, his kidneys were failing, he had lung problems, his beard was almost completely white, his skin was very, very aged, and if the official story were true and Bin Laden had lived all this time until yesterday, he's been on dialysis for 10 years. And dialysis, because of the process, the chronic renal failure and symptomology, and the medication they have to put into you to support the dialysis, you know, it has noticeable effects on your skin, and those effects were not present in the image. And that was really the thing which said, yeah, this is absolutely a fake and a hoax. And, you know, it's a very simple thing about putting out information to the public. If you've got the truth, you don't dare risk making any fakes, because one fake will discredit everything. So if you have found one evidence of fake, then the whole thing is a fake, and that's exactly where we went.
I think that the FBI's top counterterrorism officials, they were saying at the Times, like, I don't think he's going to last very long. But
Fox News reported that Bin Laden had died in 2001. So did the BBC. Benazir Bhutto in 2007 said he was dead. Yeah. You know, it's not like this is a big secret that the guy died in 2001. What is amazing is that President Obama thought he could actually get away with this thing at this time in history. And, of course, what we need to find out is, why did he even try such a hoax? Is it just for the 2012 election? Is it part of this PR run-up to an attack on Iran, which seems most likely? Is it just the fact that they finally have to admit that Bin Laden is dead because too many people already know about the stuff from 2001? We need to understand the why of the lie. We already know it's a lie, and we've already accepted that. Let's find out, what was Obama's motive? What is he really up to here?
My father had brought up something to me because my grandfather had served in the Polish army, and he was held in Spandau, and I believe that was the same place where they had held all the all of Hitler's SS for holdover for the Nuremberg trials.
Yes.
So they had trials for people who committed, you know, somewhat of an act of terrorism, and when they went after Saddam Hussein, they captured him. And they held him over for trial. So if anything, you know, that means that they could not have captured him this time because he was dead, and he still couldn't
well,
be
no.
held over for
no,
a trial.
Well, no, here, but the thing is, we got the wrong body. I mean, when John Dillinger got machine gunned to death, they put his body on public display and let people come in and look at it to say, yes, we really got John Dillinger. In this case, we've got a faked photo. And whatever the body was has already been buried at sea, and the compound was burned to the ground. I mean, it doesn't get more obvious than that there is absolutely no evidence for any of this stuff. Okay?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to start taking phone calls in a minute, but I want to follow up on something. The corporate media is reacting to the exposure that the Osama bin Laden photograph is a fake. They've pulled it from their own websites where they were using it yesterday to say, see, we really got Osama bin Laden. And now they're trying to say, oh, that's just conspiracy theorists. We never had that photo. This is just the conspiracy wackos are out there manufacturing this to try and discredit the president of the United States. Well, it's not like he needs our help. It really isn't. But, I mean, it's desperation and panic time. They got caught with their private parts dangling in the wind. And I'm going to tell you what I think happened. Okay. I think that President Obama is so desperate for something to improve his ratings and to move the war forward CIA in Pakistan got word that the Pakistanis might have killed Osama bin Frozen for a while. I'm sorry, Osama bin Laden. And so they grabbed the body. And they get like they're going to make an announcement, and the machinery is put into operation for all these staged protests all over the place. And then, because remember, President Obama's speech was delayed once. I think what happened is all of a sudden they realized they didn't really have Osama bin Laden, but they had already committed to it. And that's why, oh, dispose of the body at sea, burn the compound down, shut down any websites that might call attention to the fact that this is a phony. And now they're reeling back and say, oh, well, you know, the fake photo, that's a conspiracy theory thing. We in the newspaper never made that. Yeah, you did. I archived all the newspapers, websites that were running this photo and saying this was Osama bin Laden's dead body. And I'm going to put them all up in an article at my website as soon as the hacking attack is over to rub their noses in it. They tried to pull off another huge hoax, and they fell flat on their face. All right, we're going to take some phone calls here on this issue. And say we've got Peter in California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, let me just start out by saying, I mean, anything the government says is a lie. Everybody knows it. What have they ever told the truth about?
Not a whole heck of a lot.
The second thing is, of course, the timing of this. You know, my theory is it has to do with the Raymond Davis thing that Pakistan wanted us all out. They already made us take out a bunch of our guys that were not accredited to the embassy and were covert assassins and drone people and so on. And this, I'm hoping, allows Obama the leverage to pull out of Pakistan, but I'm not holding my breath.
No, quite the contrary. They're going to go back in. I mean, Pakistan started out as a friend, then they were sort of a frenemy, and then with all the drones that are killing more civilians than anything else, Pakistan was making noises about, we want the U.S. to leave. Now
exactly.
The U.S. has an excuse to stay.
Right.
And
right.
Basically, you know, we're already seeing headlines about, more of bin Laden's henchmen are embedded in the Pakistani government. Pakistan is about to get invaded by their so-called friend, the United States of America. It's all about selling the war and moving the war forward.
Well, I fear, and I think the probabilities are with you on that, Mike. I'm just hoping that he uses it. But the, one of the things that leaped out at me is, of course, the burial at sea. And we all know that there's even speculation to this day on whether Hitler ever died. And that's even with questioning the Moscow bones and all that.
Well, you know something? I really don't care. I mean, I'm sure he's dead by now, and so we don't have to worry about him. But, you know, there's no question that this is another one of the U.S. government lies. They got caught. The media got burned. It may not even be that Obama intended to lie to the American people. He may have been played by Pakistan's ISI. There's an interesting aspect to this thing, because you've got Pakistan wants the U.S. to get out. Pakistan stages this whole thing about, oh, we got, you know, Osama bin Laden, knowing the U.S. will come in and grab the body for propaganda purposes, and then all of a sudden it's exposed as a huge fraud, and now the U.S. is in damage control mode. The rest of the world already knows this is a complete hoax and a fraud. Only the American media are still carrying the Kool-Aid for the president on this one. So, President Obama may have walked into an ISI trap that's designed to get the U.S. out of Pakistan now. Think back to the, I'll give you a good example. The Shroud of Turin is basically thought by many scholars to have been created as a fraud by the surviving Knights Templars after the death of Jacques de Molay. And the idea was to foist this hoax on the church, let them commit to it and say, yes, we believe this is Jesus' burial cloth, and then expose it as a fraud to destroy the church as an act of revenge for the torture and death of the Knights Templars who were captured. And it certainly seems to make a lot of sense, except that the Pope at the time denounced it as a fraud, didn't fall for the trap. This may have been pretty much the same thing. And this is why we're seeing the U.S. government and the U.S. media trying to basically play this as if it's real, because they can't admit they got fooled. And then, you know, this is why we're seeing websites being attacked and this constant harangue from the media about, yes, we got him, Al-Qaeda's going to strike, it's, you know, the brink of war, and they're going to unleash nuclear heck all over us. And they're raising on a busted flush, and pretty much everybody on the planet outside the borders of the United States knows it.
It was. I looked up this thing, 60 miles or whatever north of Islamabad. That's about 1,200, 1,500 miles inland. Now, how do you make this raid, get this thing back to an airport, do all the examinations with the DNA tests and all that, and then manage to get this guy over the ocean to bury him at sea in the same day? I mean,
well,
even that is ridiculous.
Don't. Yeah, it is ridiculous. And again, the story we're getting out of the Pakistan and Chinese media is that this guy was killed in the aftermath of an attack on a Pakistani helicopter. And he was identified as bin Laden just by some people around there, some women and children who said, we think that was Osama bin Laden. But, again, we've got a phony photograph. And just even the DNA test is a hoax. It takes a minimum of 48 hours in a laboratory to take a DNA sample and run it through the whole electrophoresis process in order to get a usable DNA signature with which to identify Osama bin Laden. That's assuming that you've got a copy of authenticated, genuine Osama bin Laden DNA. Not sure where they would have gotten that. Don't put it past them. But the issue is, in 5 hours, it can't be done. It cannot be done in 5 hours. And so that's another lie that we've exposed them all on.
Well, tell me how you get the body over the sea, too, you know. That's a major thing. You know, I mean, they buried the guy at sea. You know, he got, allegedly got killed 1,200, 1,300 miles inland.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, you put him in a helicopter, you go to an airport, you put him in a fixed wing, take him to an airport by the sea and put him in another helicopter. I'm not questioning that part of it. I'm questioning the motivation. You know, this burial at sea means get rid of the evidence.
Well, yeah, you know, obviously.
Government's here.
Yeah.
All right, Peter, we're loading up on calls. The phone lines are full, and I got to let you go here, and I'd like to switch to Kelly in Ottawa. Aloha, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's it going? Just wanted to congratulate Digga there on getting your website back up. You should probably have a counter at the top of the page, you know. 10,000 denial of service attacks and still running.
I might just do that. I mean, the hosting company was saying this one set a record because they've had DOS attacks on some of their websites before, and we got the gold. We're number one.
The timing is more than a little suspicious. I was showing a friend of mine in Texas there the bin Laden photos you put up, and it took her all of 5 seconds to say, "Yeah, I see what you mean. This is a crock." So you got a new skeptic in Texas there.
How poetically eloquent of her.
Anyways, that's all I had. Keep up the good work. And, if they're going to raise on this busted flesh, they got to be a little bit more convincing. We got to see some full-body photographs here.
Oh, yeah, full frontal Osama or something like that. It's absurd. It's absurd. It's an absolute joke. I think the Europeans have the right idea. They're making fun of it. This is a big joke to them. You know, and that's the best way to do it. You know, the best way to deal with a president who's lying to you is you laugh at him and just, oh, come on, you know, tell us the one about Saddam's nukes. We love that one. All right, thanks a lot for the call, Kelly. We're going to switch over to Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
For a Monday, it ain't too bad.
I hear you. My phone has been ringing off the hook, people wanting to know what I thought about this bin Laden being killed thing, and I'm telling everybody, look, think back just to past four administrations. Every time you see the president's ratings skimming just above the bottom of the cesspool, you get a media blitz of a series of events. And it's always a setup as a prelude to some major event. Just look at the history of this. Here we got birth certificate, Gaddafi barely escapes with his wife, while his son and grandchildren get killed, and now bin Laden's killed, and, you know, the DNA thing, they must have got the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology DNA Identification Laboratory to do this one, because it's the only people I can think of who would be able to do this in 5 hours. I mean, after all, they identified 180-something out of 187 bodies that vaporized with a plane. So they ought to be able to do this in 5 hours.
I don't think they can.
I was being facetious there. I'm telling them, just remember, Yuval Aviv, former Israeli agent who provided information on September 11th, a month before September 11th, to the Bush administration and others. Nothing was ever done. He, since then, Congress has hired him as a security representative, whatever agent. And he says, you ain't got to worry about airplane attacks or anything like that no more. When it comes this time, it's going to be from right inside the United States. He says it's going to be multiple areas. I honestly believe they're setting us up for another one.
Oh, I absolutely agree. This is the pre-sale for the next false flag attack. I mean, we're hearing all over the place, oh, Al-Qaeda will seek revenge. Al-Qaeda promises a firestorm of pasta, hairspray, because we killed Osama bin Laden. It's an obvious sales pitch. So the
and then disrespected him by dumping his body in the ocean.
Oh yeah, that's like a final slap in the face, and it's all a big joke. We understand what's going on. It's this constant thing. Remember, when you hear a bang, blame the Muslims. Big bang, Muslims. Big bang, Muslims. That's all we're going to hear on the on the TV news, for the next week or until the big bang, whichever one comes first. But it's very obvious to me that. This almost feels like it was thrown together at the last minute.
I'll tell you why.
The reason why I think maybe President Obama walked into somebody else's trap, if this had originated inside the White House, we're going to claim that we got Osama bin Laden, then all the stories on the web at BBC, Fox News, and all these other places that reported that bin Laden was dead in 2001 would have been deleted. Benazir Bhutto's video from 2007 where she said bin Laden was dead at YouTube would have been deleted.
Yep.
And they weren't. That surprised me when I went back to my own article about Osama bin Laden, a dead nemesis, and I clicked on all the source links, and they came up. I said, okay, something's going on here. I'm not sure this deception originated inside the United States, and it certainly wasn't well planned in advance. Because tons of evidence that bin Laden was dead in 2001 is still available out there on the internet. So this was something that definitely happened in a rush. And I think basically it was this guy got nailed by the Pakistanis in the aftermath of shooting down a helicopter. Some of the people around him said, we think that's bin Laden, and everybody overreacted. And I think that's why we're where we are right now.
Yeah, I would agree. And I was telling everybody about a year ago, I said, you watch. When things really get hairy, and they panic, I said,
yep,
they'll find bin Laden. And I was telling people a year ago, when it gets really hairy, you'll know they're panicking because they'll play the bin Laden card.
They always play badly.
Like you say, they always go back to their favorite boogeyman.
Yep, now they got to come up with a new one. Godzilla has risen from the... Whatever. Okay, Lee, got to let you go. Want to take George in Texas before the next break. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I hope you had a good weekend.
Well, I did up until last night when they started going after my server with a meat axe.
Well, if I was Osama bin Laden, I would say, quit bringing me back from the dead. I want to enjoy my 72 virgins.
Actually, they're raisins. It was a mistranslation.
Yeah, but looking at this, I really think, it was a concocted outside of the U.S. This is why to get the U.S. forces out of there. I mean, I was talking to people in Saudi Arabia, even in Pakistan. I mean, they're yawning at this story. They know it.
The only country whose media is still treating this, like it's real is the United States and also in Canada. Apparently, the Canadian elections have been markedly impacted by this story, and all the politicians around the world, they don't have to talk about the economy anymore, they don't have to talk about the wars anymore, they can stand there and say, yes, we got the bad guy and we take credit for it and you should vote for us because we will get all the evildoers in the world. And it's just, this has been an absolute blessing for Canadian politics, because nobody's having to talk about the things that really affect the lives of the Canadians, certainly not about Israel's growing influence over Canadian elections and government.
I mean, I was even looking at Pravda today and some of the Russian, and even like common knowledge in Russia. Now that was an inside job, and Osama bin Laden's been done. And the thing is, it's more like I tell my fellow American countrymen, I said, you guys just don't get it. You think these Europeans and some of these people call us stupid. I said, because we're the ones that are really stupid and naive and gullible. I mean, this is all news over across the pond. And, I don't know what to say, but the thing is about the
I understand what you're saying. The thing is, across the pond, as you say, around the world, outside the United States, most people know full well that bin Laden actually died of natural causes back in 2001. So for the President of the United States to stand up and say, oh, we got him yesterday, everybody starts out thinking this has to be a joke. And as soon as you start looking at all the evidence from the point of view of knowing it's suspicious, the obvious fraud leaps out at you on so many levels. And again, the only country whose media is playing this straight across the board, selling the government's Kool-Aid, is the American media. Fox News, MSNBC, all of these people, they're out there. They're pushing this as hard as they can. Yes, that was really bin Laden. And yes, we can expect Al-Qaeda to stage a revenge attack. This is the preparation for a new false flag attack to launch the war against Iran.
Also, too, it's more like when Saddam Hussein's sons were killed, they had them out on full display. Why not have the Saddam bin Laden show his dialysis incisions and everything?
Yeah, that would have been a good one. We got to take a commercial break. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll be right back.
Is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri. For the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm getting more and more of these news feeds from around the world where the U.S. government is out there proclaiming that they got bin Laden. He's really dead. We can expect al-Qaeda to have revenge. And, of course, inevitably, see, this is the closure of 9/11. We have got the guy who did it. And that, too, is also nonsense. Because we know the U.S. government is lying about so many aspects of 9/11, it almost doesn't matter who really did it. We just know we were lied to about it. A little reminder that the only people actually arrested in the area of the World Trade Center on 9/11 all turned out to be Mossad agents. All 9/11 airports from which these so-called terror flights launched were controlled by the same Israeli-owned security company. So it goes on and it goes on. Remember the Israeli official, I think it was Netanyahu, when he was asked about 9/11, he said, oh, this is good. Well, it's not good, but it's going to build sympathy, you know, for Israel. You know, Israel's whole idea is we're going to have horrible things happen, and it's going to build sympathy for Israel so that we can go out and do horrible things to other people. All right, Clayton in Austin. Aloha, Clayton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hey, I can't believe that I'm here to finally witness my first full-blown government propaganda machine at work from the beginning. I came into the truth movement, I guess, about 5-6 years ago, Liberty Movement, and known about this whole Osama bin Laden thing, researched the whole thing, and just on cue, just how the propaganda works, how it comes up, when it comes up, and like on Yahoo right now, you know, bin Laden's death spurs alerts, and then the window of vulnerability, and any moment now, you know, get ready, they're coming, and the stock market's tanking and going down. I mean, it's all like just this well-oiled propaganda machine, and before I would have fallen for it. I mean, before I would have just said, oh, wow, they got him, and yay, America, and wrap myself on the flag and just be just, oh, great, you know, let's go bomb some Iranians. And, you know, it's our government's just completely out of control. And there's just, if this, I think you're right. I think they're operating out of, this is not well thought out.
No,
the documents are horrible. The pictures are horrible. Everything about it, this is a rush job. And I'm really concerned about, you know, what are they planning? What's the next thing to go boom over here? And it's not going to be brown people with box cutters.
I'm probably going to have to hold you through the station break here, but you've asked some very good questions, and I want to respond to them. First of all, the government actually very rarely puts out a convincing piece of propaganda. They rely on the willingness of the citizens to simply accept it and believe it. And the reason that works, or used to work at the height of the Cold War, is very simple. We're all raised to believe that we are just, moral, and courageous people who would, if we saw the necessity, be willing to take a stand against government corruption and wrongdoing. Okay? But when you're really confronted with that evidence that the government is engaging in evil, you know, you're faced with a really crucial choice. Am I really willing to walk my talk and stand up against a government that has gone wrong, or do I really have to focus on making next month's mortgage payment? And most people are going to make the choice to make that mortgage payment, and then they're going to try and convince themselves that they weren't cowards to do so by simply refusing to see any more evidence of government wrongdoing. So they can go through life just following the government's agenda and stand there and say, yes, I'm a good human being and I'm a good American and I would take a courageous and heroic stand against government corruption. I just don't see any reason to do it now. And because of that little self-deception, most government propaganda is not designed to fool critical analysis and critical thinking. It's just designed to give those people who don't want to think about it a reason not to think about it. We got to take a station ID. We'll be right back.
Next round.
Stay with